Welcome to Carsey and the Kid.
Oh, that is the wrong intro music, the wrong intro. I'm not even going to play the other one because I'm too excited to speak with my my guest tonight. She is she goes by the name of Rosalie. She is one of the more impressive singers that I've heard when my connection at Krupp Communications, which is her PR firm, reached out to me and said, we have somebody we think you'd really enjoy having on the show. I listened to one song, which is literally is the name of the song, and I absolutely fell in love with the style, the grace, the eloquence of the song, the beauty of it. And I said, I have to have Rosalie on the show, tell her story. And I started doing more research, and I said, we have to get out of there. My guest is rising star singer Rosalie. Her Twitter handle is Rosalie Music, if you want to tweet at her while we're doing the show. But Rosalie, thank you so much for coming on tonight to talk about and spotlight something that's a little uncomfortable for you to talk about at times, which is you and your life story.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Absolutely. So I know we're going up against a big political event tonight, Donald Trump speaking, a whole bunch of others, but I can assure you what we're going to talk about tonight is not as divisive as politics, although we're not going to be doing any bomb throwing, any literal bomb throwing or anything like that. But we're going to be talking about is something very special, Rosalie, and something that gets lost is because we see so many people that are successful and that reach a certain level and get to team up with different great and amazing people, which you have. But what gets lost is the humanity of it, the hard work, the physical endurance, the mental endurance, more importantly, but also what ended up getting XYZ person to that spot, that podium. So I'd like to get your story, get that out there. Again, I know it's a little comfortable to talk about yourself because that's not you, that's not your style, but I am asking you for it, and don't make me beg.
I apologize. I'm experiencing a little bit of interrupted delay on my side, so hopefully it just chime in if I start breaking up, because I have a little bit of hold reception where I'm at right now. But let's see if I can start from the beginning. All right. So I was born and raised in a very, very small town in Utah called St. George, I didn't have a lot of support growing up. My parents didn't have the financial means to just give me the opportunities that I guess normal kids would get at that age. So I learned to love music. My mom was a disco queen, my dad was a hillbilly, so everything from like Donna Summer and Tina Turner to Johnny Cash was playing in our house. Of course, I gravitated more towards the R&B soul disco side. And, I found that I guess I just learned how to teach myself, really. Teach myself how to, sing. So I would find myself in my room mimicking, artists that I loved on the radio. And I just knew it felt good, and I knew I wanted to be a singer. And I thought I sounded good, but I guess we all think we sound good, especially when we're singing in the shower. I started getting validation from, my friends and whatnot as I was growing up. So, fast forward, I spent some time in, choir and in high school. And then, after I graduated, I moved to Vegas. And, that's where I just kind of, went through the grind of it all. I ended up landing myself on a show with David Foster, which was just kind of out of this world because, he's a complete icon legend. And, he's hosting this contest to have singers come in and be a part of his David Foster and Friends. So I submitted my audition tape, and then from there he chose me to sing on stage with him. And that was the most incredible experience because I was – playing with the band that pretty much played, for Michael Jackson. The drummer on the stage with me played for, I think it was Michael Jackson's Dangerous album. No, Bad album. It was a Bad album. And, just to be on stage with people of that caliber, was validating as well. So, from there, I learned to kind of believe in myself and I ended up finding my producer. His name is Darren Schur, and he owns the Omnitone Recording Studios. And we decided to cut an album, and, you know, we didn't want to spare any expense with the, with the album. So we ended up getting, you know, players, you know, that I thought would fit my genre. And, you know, these are players that have played with people that I respect, and you know, especially in my genre. So, like, you know, the drummer, for instance, plays and tours with Sheena Easton. The bass player played with Gladys Knight, and then my guitar player played with Stevie Wonder, and my horn player, he is actually a part of the Dad Band. So, you know, it took me a little bit of time to complete my album, but, you know, we just, I didn't spare any expense, and I didn't rush the process, because I believe that you can't rush the creative, you know, you can't rush creativity. So, so there you have it. I mean, I've got my album, and, you know, we got Snoop Dogg on it, and I'm really proud of my baby. So we're getting ready to release the entire work. Thank you.
No, you should be 100%. Again, you have a couple songs live on SoundCloud right now, and you said a lot in what you just said, and you have, again, an amazing story. You know that. You don't have to be told that. My audience doesn't have to be told that because they just heard it.
Thank you.
But again, what you've done is, you mentioned spare no expense, all that stuff. What you didn't do outside of that, that I didn't hear you mention, was you didn't spare any hard work. You didn't spare any effort. And that's what a lot of people, especially when you do something like an album, you write a book. I've had a ton of amazing people. I've done about 500 plus amazing interviews with amazing people, from leading business leaders, both men and women, to leading politicians, to sports athletes, commentators. I mean, it runs the gamut. It's kind of like you. It's almost like a wonderful soupy mixture that creates something beautiful, which I believe is the show, and a lot of people have told me that. Your music is a mix of a lot of different things, and you put a lot into that, because it's, if you're a crooner and you just do lounge singing or something like that, you're doing one thing. You're mixing a lot of different things and making it sound like something I haven't heard before. And I'm not just saying that because you're on the show now. But it really is a unique and beautiful sound to me. So as that's developed, I'd like to hear other potential collaborations you have, how else you want to be able to take your music. Because, again, this is, to me, it's very unique, and I've listened to a lot of music. It's very special to me. It makes me feel something, which we'll talk about later. But I'd like to hear where you want to take this particular brand, this this genre of music, and how you want to elevate it further.
You know, I think I appreciate that. I mean, that's very sweet of you, and you know, that's a huge compliment. So thank you for that.
Mean every word.
I love collaborating with people in general. I think it's very inspiring, you know, to just bounce your ideas and you know, go back and forth with your creativity, you know, on different levels, because I think everybody out there kind of has something to offer. So I'm really into, you know, just feeding off of people's energies, especially in the studio. Who I would like to maybe work with next, fingers crossed, would be Missy Elliott. You know, I love her. You know, she's the epitome of classy and creativity. Mm-hmm. She's unique, and she's got her own style, and you know, she's an icon for women, especially, and I'm really big into that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm speaking with Rosalie. She goes by one name, which is a very cool thing, but that's her brand. That she's promoting herself, which is great. We'll get into the website and stuff like that you can listen to, and you can catch a lot of the songs outside of YouTube, obviously SoundCloud, all that. But music, as I mentioned before, it does something special to us, right? It's when we're not feeling good, we listen to music. When we're feeling great, we listen to music. When we're, you know, everything's ambiguous, we don't know what's going on in life, we're lost, we're this, we're ambivalent to everything that's going on, we listen to music. So it doesn't matter how we feel, when we feel it, all that, you listen to music because it has a way of connecting with people. And depending on how you're feeling at that moment, that's going to be the music you listen to. So now,
absolutely.
It has that kind of impact. So for you, you had that impact. I mean, music had that impact on you growing up as well. So I'd like to know when it started to have that impact on you. When it started to mean something other than, you know, drums singing or somebody singing or somebody hitting a high, you know, whatever it might be. I want to know when it actually hit you and said, wow, this is something that I can do. This is a way for me to connect with people on a level that's not superficial. That's not platitudes. That's not just giving, you know, generic speeches. This is something I can do, and maybe even help somebody. beyond my music, or your music in this case?
You know, that's an interesting question, because, you know, I was trying to think about, okay, what did I actually get into music? And I joke around, but I tell everybody, you know, I've just been singing ever since I came out of the womb.
Hmm.
You know, I've always gravitated towards music. Maybe my mom was playing music, you know, when I was in her tummy, you know, before I was born. But you know, I listening to music, I really got into the emotion of it. So if I was going through, you know, like a heartbreak, and, you know, I wanted to hear like a sappy, like sad song, then, you know, I would mm-hmm. definitely put on the radio, and you know, it would make me cry sometimes, you know. And then there are other songs that make you feel a little bit more empowered, and you know, I mean, growing up, I listened to, like I said, Tina Turner, and then Aretha Franklin, and even Whitney Houston, naturally, and you know, singing along with them, I guess I just felt a certain kind of way when I started actually singing with them and hearing what it was that they were singing about. And it's like, okay, well, that's why that song makes me cry, or that's why that song makes me feel so good, because, you know, it's just there's like a certain energy that's resonating when they're mm-hmm. singing it.
Absolutely.
I don't know, my general moment.
Yeah, you feel something, especially when there's something that hits you and captivates you. You feel lifted. You feel it's almost out of body in certain respects. And there's certain songs we listen to, Rosalie, that are just, we can listen to it over and over and over and over and over again, and people will think we're going crazy. We're literally going mad. We should be in solitary. But it's because there's a connection there. It could just be the instrumentals. It could just be a certain time the snare goes up and it just hits you at the right moment. It kicks you back into reality. It could be the words.
Yeah.
It could be whatever. I look for metaphors. Now, you've worked with different people. You've listened to what a lot of people have to say about your music. Again, this is your song, Just My Thing, with Snoop Dogg. And even I was like, oh, man, how is this going to sound exactly? Because Snoop Dogg has a lot of different styles himself. Yes, he's a rapper,
but
he's also done hard gangster rap, which is in his early days, and he's loosened up, and he's even done a song with Katy Perry, you know, called California Girls. Who would have ever thought that? Now, you guys are doing a song together, which is Just My Thing. Again, a bit of a departure from the song Hmm. So let's talk about that as well. Why you, your team, decided to go into the direction of connecting with a Snoop Dogg. Because, again, it is a great song, but it is a complete departure, in my opinion, from the initial big song that you did, which was Hmm.
You know, and you're absolutely right. And I'll talk about, you know, the entire album is kind of like that. I mean, each song has its own heartbeat, and you know, we'll talk about that in a bit, but you know, going to the track that I did with Snoop Dogg, I was actually working with my producer at the studio, and I was, you know, cutting my album, and he was also at the same time working with Snoop Dogg on a couple of his own projects. I think he was doing some stuff with Charlie Wilson, and then you know, a couple other artists that he was working with, and he just by chance heard some of my music in the studio. And he was like, well, you know, maybe I can throw a track on that one of these days. So, yeah, we weren't, like, really looking for it. But the fact that he just took an interest in it was like, okay, well, let's explore that a little bit more. And and the fact that he threw that out there was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Because, you know, I grew up on, you know, some of his old stuff, too, with Dre. So definitely, you know, like, I grew up on the urban stuff.
Yeah.
So it was really cool.
And in some ways, that's a dream fulfilled, right? And you call yourself a dreamer, a simple dreamer. And obviously, there's no bones about it. This is not a dream that you're living anymore. This is something that at one time you were just sitting there. You might have, you know, put a comb up to your, you know, close to your mouth, and you were singing, using it as a microphone and all that. Maybe you do something else. We've all done that. People take the shower head. For me, the shower head told me to leave it alone. So I realized it's kind of like that Dr. Doolittle moment where, you know, the thing talks back at you. And I stopped doing that because I realized my voice wasn't as good as you had alluded to before, not as good as I might have thought it was. But
oh, shame.
But you're, again, you call yourself a simple dreamer, which is a special thing because it's humbling as well. But again, it's not a dream that you're living today. So how do you, the goal is obviously to stay grounded and continue pushing and pursuing. A lot of people have done maybe the, you know, one hit wonders. They might have collaborated with somebody that's special. They might have written a book that was really good, and then they just disappear. Obviously, you don't want to go down that route, and I don't ever see you going down that route, and you don't as well, because you keep pushing, and you're going to continue to push, and that goes back to the mental endurance. that I mentioned before. So let's talk about that, because again, I think a lot of that gets lost in the celebrity of everything, the glitz, the glamour. That's all good and well, but there's a lot of work that goes behind it. Even the most successful people that seem like they could just coast on their, you know, tens of dozens of hits that they created, they still go out there and create new music and tour and do all that stuff. And again, you're going to fall into that category as well.
You know, it's, you know, for me, I want to stay true to myself, and music is an outlet for me to, you know, express myself emotionally. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I definitely just, you know, want to keep, you know, soaring, and hopefully people will listen, but, you know, regardless, I'm just going to keep doing it until I, you know, croak over.
So let's
talk about
your album.
Maybe in the afterlife I'll be doing it too.
Sure. So let's talk about your album here. Your SoundCloud has a couple songs listed on there right now. It's mm-hmm. got good reviews, obviously, as well. So let's talk about the album, what people can expect from it. You mentioned that everything has its own heartbeat. So let's dive into that a little bit more, and how and when people can access the full album.
Okay, so, you know, we do have two singles out. The first single that we released is called Hmm, and that's more of like a socially aware song. So, you know, the whole concept behind that was, I woke up one morning and I saw, you know, all the craziness in the news. I go outside and I see all the craziness on the streets, and then I see mm-hmm. everybody looking around and not doing anything. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, when are we going to wake up and, you know, try to change the world? So, And so that was, you know, the premise behind Just My Thing is more of, you know, more or less just me doing my stuff, you know, just everyday life with, you know, the music. I mean, traveling and it's almost like an international song where it brings, you know, all cultures together. And then, you know, the album in general is called What It Is. And, you know, it's just, you know, when you're like going through life and you have all those obstacles in your way, and sometimes you just have to throw up your hands and say it is what it is, like, you know, there's just no explanation for it. So you know, that's, you know, the title that we came up with. And you know, each song, it pretty much goes through the eras of R&B, soul and funk. So from the 60s to the 70s to the 80s and even the 90s, it's just you know, like a little musical journey, and it also pays tribute to all of the artists that I kind of grew up with. So that's you know, that's the gist of my album, and it's not out yet, but the release date is to be determined. So I will definitely keep you guys posted. You know, just stay following me on my social media, and then you guys will get all the scoop. But yeah, I'm really excited to let the entire album out. It's you know, pretty much my life story.
Yeah, well, it's incredible, obviously, and you gave me a great segue, which I appreciate, because that's kind of my job, so made it a little bit easier for me. But ways that people they can communicate with you as well, and they can follow you on Twitter, all that. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people, can't be wrong. You have north of 200,000 followers on Twitter before your album, which is amazing. So you're on an amazing platform already. Your Twitter handle is @RosalieMusic, and Rosalie spelled R-O-S-A-L-E-E. Your website is rosaliemusic.com, and from there, as you scroll down, you'll get a header on top that'll be able to take you to music, a media contact page, blog, all that fun stuff. And then towards the bottom, you have all the links for Instagram, Pinterest, which is unique because a lot of performers are not on Pinterest because they don't really know how to use it. And you're on Facebook, obviously, as well, over 100,000 likes there. You're on Instagram, which is a great platform, actually, for you. I imagine Instagram might be one of your favorite ones because you have a lot of great images on there.
Oh, yeah. Instagram's a lot of fun. And it's a little bit more personal, you know. So if you want to get into, like, you know, who Rosalie is personally, then definitely check out my Instagram.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the SoundCloud, for people that can listen to it, they could actually catch you on YouTube as well. But the SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/Rosalie-, yes, hyphen, not dash, is what I say, Rosalie-music. And there's you can leave comments, you can heart it, you can share it, you can do whatever you want to do there. You can put it on repeat, which is what I'll be doing again later on tonight. Because,
aww,
again,
thank you.
And that's not because you're on the show tonight. It's just because, again, it just hit me when Gabrielle from Krupp, which is a fantastic PR firm and publicity firm, when they when she proposed it, I'm like, you know, I've done a lot of music and stuff like that. And the first thing I did, obviously, to go to your site, like I mentioned before, and I started listening to the song. And I was out, I was actually in the middle of a few projects at that time, and I stopped everything, and it made me go, maybe I should stop doing work and listen to this for a little bit.
Thank you.
A little bit of a different purpose for the song, obviously, as you mentioned before, what the real driver behind it was. But again, obviously the same idea. But again, RosalieMusic.com for anybody that wants to follow you. There will eventually be tour dates and stuff like that. But for now, the album is the main focus. And again, every track will have its own heartbeat. So I can't wait for that. And Rosalie, really, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for sharing your story. I know it's a little uncomfortable sometimes to talk about yourself. I feel the same way when I have to do it, but sometimes we just have to get it out there, because you know what? This will be heard by a lot of people. They'll be sharing it via social media. I love my fans for it because they do that. And it could, and it likely will, inspire somebody to, you know, hop out of that shower stall where they're singing in and maybe try to get on stage doing karaoke, starting small and just keep pushing and pushing. And I know that's really the ultimate goal for you, is to be that role model that, that you grew up idolizing. People like Aretha Franklin,
yes.
Gladys, all that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I do want to throw in one last thing. You know, you guys might see me hashtag soldiers. That's what I refer to my fans as, is S-O-U-L, soldiers, spelled with S-O-U-L. And that's just because growing up, I was an army of one, you know, fighting for my dreams. So that's why I like to refer to my fans as soldiers, because we can conquer and accomplish our dreams together. So, you know, never give up and always believe in yourself is my motto.
And it's hashtag soul, soldiers as well. And again, Rosalie, thank you so much for coming on tonight, sharing your story and sharing your gift, which is your voice, obviously, and putting it into music form for us to be able to digest. And it does hit home for a lot of people. So thank you again. Be having you on the show as you get closer to the full release, or at least if you want to tease the release of the album. Of course, you have a home here to be able to do that.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.